The following story is quoted in different places. I don't know of a specific valid source for this story. But at any rate, this is how the story goes. This story goes back to the time before the first temple, in the time of our first king, King Saul. And the story is about a widow who was wealthy, and she didn't have close relatives, and there was a time when she had to take a journey and she wasn't sure what to do with all her wealth. So what she did was she took earthenware vessels and she transferred her wealth into gold coins, put the gold coins in those earthenware vessels, and then covered them with honey. So the vessels looked like they were filled with honey. And she had a person she knew. She asked him, she said, "You know, while I'm away, I would like to leave my honey by you and take good care of this honey, because when I come back, I need to sell the honey in these vessels, because that's how I make my living." So the man agreed, and they had someone transfer the earthenware vessels down into his cellar, and he locks them in his cellar, and everything's fine, and she leaves to her journey. Now, it just so happened that this fellow had to marry off his son, and he ran short on honey. So he said to himself, "You know what? She left her honey by me. I'm doing her a favor. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if I took out her honey, and I'll give it back. I'll replace that honey right after the wedding. Tomorrow I'll go out and buy new honey, and I'll replace her honey." So he assumed there's no problem taking her honey. He went down to his cellar. He goes to the first pitcher and starts dishing out the honey. And what does he see? He tries lifting up the honey. Boy, this is heavy honey. He picks it up and he sees there's a gold coin inside. Tries again, another gold coin. Empties out the vessel and sees it's all gold coins. There's just honey all coating the top. He says, "Gee, I wonder what's in the next vessel." And then he had an evil thought. He said, "I could take all that gold and refill the pitchers with honey, and no one would know." And that is precisely what he did. He went on to remove all the coins from all the earthenware vessels. And then the next day went out and purchased new honey, filled the earthenware vessels, hid all the gold, didn't tell a soul, and locked the cellar door as though he had never been there. Now the time came when this widow came back from her journeys, and she went to collect her earthenware vessels. And he greeted her warmly, and he said, "Oh, they're down there. I left them locked in the cellar. Let me have my servants bring them home for you." And he sends his servants down to take out the pitchers. They bring it to her home. And after they leave, she starts taking out the honey. And to her disbelief, there's only honey. All the gold is gone. She started weeping. She ran to the man and she said, "Where's all the gold I left?" And the man said, "What do you want from me? You asked me to watch your pitchers filled with honey. I gave you back pitchers filled with honey. That's what you gave me. That's what you got." And the woman begged and pleaded and cried. And the man says, "I don't understand. You gave me honey. I gave you back honey. What do you want from me? I gave you completely full, just like you gave it." And so she went to the local court. And the court asked her, "Are there any witnesses that know that you put gold in those pitchers?" And the woman said, "No, I was scared anyone should know. I did it in my own home. I did it without anyone knowing." So the judges say, "Well, if you have no witnesses that there was gold in there, how could we help you?" And the widow went to the king, to King Saul, and he sent her to the court, to the high court, to the Sanhedrin. And the court again asked her, "Do you have any witnesses that know that there was gold there?" And she said, "No, I was scared anyone should know." So the witness said, so the court said, "Well, if no one knows other than you, how could you sue the man? We have no basis for your claim." And the woman left the courts in tears. And as she was on her way home, she bumped into a group of young men, a group of shepherds, and among them was a young shepherd named David, the son of Jesse, David ben Yishai. He wasn't yet king. He was a lad among the lads. And he saw this woman crying. And he had pity on her, and he went over to her and said, "Lady, why are you so sad?" And the poor widow told him exactly what happened. And she said, I've already gone to the judges, I already went to the king, I already went to the high court, and no one can help me. And David stood in his place and thought. And then he said, "Do me a favor. Go back to King Saul and ask him to grant me permission to research the matter. And with God's help, we will verify the truth." So the woman went back. And when the king heard this, the king said, "Is there really a lad who thinks he's smarter than the country's top judges? But okay, if that's what he wants, fine. If there's someone who thinks he could help you, I grant him that permission." And David went to the widow's home. And he sent word to the man. And the man came to the home where the widow was standing. And David pointed to the pitchers and asked, "Are you sure that these are exactly the pitchers that the woman left you to watch?" And the man said, "I'm certain. These are the pitchers she gave me. These are the pitchers I gave back. I already told her that, and I don't even know what she wants from me." And David turned to the widow, and she said to the widow, "Are you certain that these are the pitchers that you gave this man to watch?" And the woman said, "Yes, I am certain. These are the very same pitchers, but when I gave her these pitchers, they were filled with gold coins, and they were covered with a layer of honey." And David said, "Okay, if you're telling me that these are the very pitchers that you gave him, then the way the pitchers were in those days, you had a wide pitcher on bottom and a tighter spout on top. So David said, bring me alternate pitchers. I want to pour out all the honey." So they brought him alternate pitchers, and David poured out all the pitchers from all their honey. And then David took all the pitchers that she had given to the man and started bashing them on the floor, breaking them to smithereens, one after another. And everyone's standing, there's a crowd that's already gathered, and they all look at David like he's crazy. What's he doing? And he starts looking among the shards of broken earthenware. And then he finds it, a shard that had two golden coins stuck to it. And then he turned to the crowd and picked it up and showed them that the woman wasn't making up a story. Here was two gold coins stuck to one of the pitchers. And now David turned to the man and said to him, "You better go quickly and take all that gold and give it back to this woman." Now the man knew that David was appointed by the king, and the man knew that he better do as he was told. And this time he didn't try to lie again. He went home and brought back all the gold down to the last penny. And when Shaul and the people heard this, they realized that David had the wisdom of God in his heart. Mm-hmm.